This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, March 5th. God's word for you today is caution. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 25, verse 29. And it says, "To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away." Stars can be exchanged or transferred. This can happen by the enemy and sometimes by God himself. In the case of Saul, for example, it was God and not the enemy. God transferred Saul's glory to David. David already had a mission. God just added to it. In the parable of the talents, Jesus said in Matthew 25, verse 28 to 29, "Take the money from this servant, that is his glory, and give it to the one with the 10 bags of silver." That is why it appears that people that know how to use their glory and their star are getting bigger and bigger. While the glory is being taken away from those who are disdaining their glory, disobeying God, and given to the people that will use it for God's glory. 1 Samuel 13, verse 13 to 14 says, "How foolish," Samuel exclaimed, "you have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you. Have you kept it, the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever. But now your kingdom must end, for the Lord has sought out a man after his own heart. The Lord has already appointed him to be the leader of his people, because you have not kept the Lord's command." Saul was still alive for 7.5 years, but Ichabod, the glory had departed from him. For everyone who it appears that the glory has departed, I am praying that God will have mercy upon you today, and your glory will be fully restored in the mighty name of Jesus. Never ever disobey the voice of God. Never. It preserves your life, it conserves your star, and it preserves your glory. There are people in business today who, when they were small, obeyed the voice of God, but they are big now and they have no regard for the voice of God. What they do not understand is that what they think they have is actually nothing compared to what God can give. Okay, so you close a deal of 50 billion naira. What is 50 billion naira to heaven? It is chicken change. Guess what? God can allow you to see the 50 billion naira, count it, and then call you home, like the story of the rich fool in the Bible. Let's see who gets the money. Those things he told you to do, the things you are struggling with, will get done because God has people. I have been around for a while and I have witnessed this thing personally. I have seen people wax strong, and as they continue to honor God, they wax even stronger. Guess what? The strength they thought they had, they realize it was actually nothing. And I have also seen people waxing strong, and then they disdain God and they are brought down to zero. Never ever get to a place where you feel so big that you disdain God by disobeying his voice. Do not do it. Do not disobey the voice of God. I have seen men, women, very good people disobey the voice of God and they lose everything. You will obey the voice of the living God in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to use well all that you have given me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.